This may have been the most telling moment of the forum, when moderator and Republican pollster Frank Luntz turned to the audience with two questions.
Who's got a favorable impression of John Kasich, your governor? Who has an unfavorable impression of him?
The forum was sponsored by Citizens for Community Values, a conservative Christian group that's fought against abortion rights and same-sex marriage, among other causes. It's no secret Kasich has a less than positive image with some conservative voters, some because of his support for Medicaid expansion, and others because Kasich has publicly feuded with President Donald Trump and refused to endorse him. And these voters are likely to turn out for next May's primary. So the four Republican candidates for governor are all interested in speaking directly to them. Current Congressman Jim Renacci of Northeast Ohio was the first on the forum stage, and therefore the first to address Luntz's question about the direction of the state under Kasich's leadership. Renacci said Kasich started out, using his word, perfect. But when Kasich ran for president and lost, Renacci said Kasich also lost his conservative values.
This is problematic. We cannot have a governor who comes in with Republican values and goes out with Democrat values or independent values and think that the state is going in the right direction. And we can have people, so at that point in time, I would criticize the governor. I would criticize him if he was sitting here.
Attorney General Mike DeWine said he's known Kasich for most of the nearly four decades that DeWine has been in public office. And he praised Kasich at first.
I think by and large, he's done a very good job.
But DeWine, who has built part of his campaign on his lawsuit against five prescription painkiller manufacturers, was quick to follow that up with saying, as governor, he would bring into the cabinet a point person on the deadly opioid crisis.
Who will focus every single day when they get up, until the time they go to bed, I hope, on the opiate problem and the drug problem. We have not had a sense of urgency.
As Kasich's running mate both times, Lieutenant Governor Mary Taylor has been closer to Kasich than the other three candidates by far. And he said earlier this year that he would endorse her. But Taylor made it clear she has significant differences of opinion with her boss.
Some of the decisions made have not reflected what I consider to be good conservative values.
Such as?
Medicaid expansion.
As head of the state's insurance department until March, Taylor was a leading voice against the Affordable Care Act and said she worked to make sure Ohio did not set up an insurance marketplace as other states did. But Taylor faults Kasich for his decision to expand Medicaid, which she suggests is tantamount to support for Obamacare.
The governor obviously has publicly advocated to keep. I personally think that Obamacare needs to be repealed, and I think that we need... We need a state solution.
Kasich has worked with Democratic Colorado Governor John Hickenlooper on a plan that he says would stabilize the insurance markets until the Affordable Care Act can be repealed and replaced. And finally, Secretary of State John Husted got to weigh in. He brought it back to Republican voters who may have cast presidential primary ballots for Kasich last year, but expected him to back the GOP nominee in the end.
People have been really frustrated that he didn't go to Cleveland and support him in the convention, support Trump in the convention. That he seemingly has been trying to, with his words, kind of not support the president or maybe even undermine the president on occasions. And that he's not focused as much on Ohio as he once was.
This was the first forum where all four Republican candidates for governor were present, though they weren't on stage at the same time. They had all been confirmed to attend the party's state dinner in July, and all but Taylor appeared for short speeches. And none of those speeches mentioned Kasich at all. Karen Kassler at The Ohio Public Radio State House News Bureau.